According to updated data, as of the 18th of April, the Russian occupiers are holding more than 27,000 people in filtration camps. Deportation and filtration. The occupiers hold at least 20,000 people in filtration camps on Manhush-Nikolsky-Yalta line and obstruct their evacuation by deliberately protracting and delaying filtration procedure, Petro Andriyashenko, advisor to Mariupol mayor, posted on his Telegram channel. The official added that another 5,000 to 7,000 people are staying in a filtration camp in the village of Bezumen, Donetsk region, being prepared for deportation. The day before, Ukrainian Parliament Commissioner for Human Rights Lyudmila Denisova said that volunteers in Russia had discovered three camps for deported Ukrainians in the Penza region. They visited one of these camps, which at the time housed more than 400 people, mostly women and 147 children of all ages, including infants. Almost every day, the media of the occupying power, with reference to the information of their high-ranking officials, reports on the deportation of our citizens from Ukraine. As of the 16th of April, according to their data, 808,000 people, including 153,000 children, were displaced, the commissioner informed. Denisova noted that the deported Ukrainians were in a very difficult and depressed state. They did not have clothes, food, or hygiene items as they had been taken straight from a bomb shelter in Mariupol. On the 16th of April, the first seven Ukrainians from the Penza region camp were taken to the city of Narva in Estonia. The Ukrainian authorities are preparing the transfer for the next group of people. Bohdan Marushiak,